With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
Radio always fascinated me from the time I can remember.
Join Radio K-Man today as we celebrate 50 years of broadcasting with a building rededication and renaming ceremony to honor the contribution and legacy of former director of broadcasting, Loxley Banks.
The old folks used to say, I guess you're born with it because I'm going into my 72nd year, or maybe 73, I'll have to, of being in the business. So far, it's been a good ride.
The building is being named the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center, recognizing his pivotal role in the station's establishment, development, and growth over the past five decades. Last year, he was made a member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire for services to broadcasting in the Cayman Islands, and is also the recipient of the Cayman Islands Certificate and Badge of Honor. Radio K-Man aired its first test broadcast way back in April 1976, operating with three studios and a team of 12. Join us for today's ceremony at 9 a.m. A 35-year-old West Bay man wanted for assaulting a police officer has been arrested after officers found him on Seymour Road on Wednesday.
Police say the man attempted to flee and violently resisted arrest, forcing officers to deploy a baton to subdue him. One officer suffered a shoulder injury and was treated in the hospital. The suspect is also being investigated for a separate incident on the 19th of June at a liquor-licensed venue on Eastern Avenue. He allegedly assaulted another person and then a police officer before taking off. Commissioner Kurt Walton says more than 86 assaults on officers have been recorded in the past 3 years and says these kinds of attacks are unacceptable. Both incidents remain under investigation. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The National Coalition for Caymanians Government says it's expanding several programs to help residents cope with the rising cost of living. First, by expanding the summer fuel relief program.
So start increasing that from reaching 80% of households to 97% of households. That will get a cap on the cost of fuel at 18 cents for the first 2,000 kilowatt hours across the board for the 97%.
Premier the Honorable Audrey Ebanks reminded MPs the automatic cap at 18 cents per kilowatt hour was initially available to homes consuming up to 2,000 kilowatts per month. Under new provisions, households with energy consumption up to 3,500 kilowatts per month will now be eligible for relief on the first 2,000 kilowatts. The fuel relief discount will appear on your electricity bill July through October. The Ministry of Education is also finalizing plans to keep government primary schools open through July.
Children in primary school will be offered an extra month of summer school during July, saving families hundreds of dollars in camps and childcare.
In addition to the summer school program, the premier says the Ministry of Sports is also running a range of summer camps that give parents and children more options throughout July and August. And government is offering a stipend to bus wardens to provide, quote, safe and convenient transportation for young children attending government programs this summer. And former Chief Secretary James Ryan is being laid to rest in Cayman Brac tomorrow. Here's CIGTV's Naya Roberts.
The official funeral will begin at 2 p.m. at the Ashton Ready Center. And senior government officials, including Honorable Premier Andre Ebanks and Acting Governor Honorable Franz Manderson, will be in attendance. Flags will be lowered Friday, June 26th across the Cayman Islands. Mr. Ryan's funeral service will be broadcast live on our CIGTV cable and YouTube channels.
Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Jawowiecka. Thousands of people have spent a second night outdoors in Venezuela as rescuers race against time to reach survivors under the rubble after Wednesday's twin earthquakes. A website set up to register the missing lists tens of thousands as unaccounted for. Iranian officials say safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz can't be guaranteed under any arrangement that bypasses Tehran. The deputy foreign minister referred to what he called ambiguous arrangements and parallel routes in an apparent reference to Oman, which has allowed passage through the strait along its coast. A German court has sentenced a Saudi refugee to life in prison for an attack on a Christmas market in 2024. Prosecutors said Taleb al-Abdulmohsen drove at speed through the packed market in Magdeburg, killing five women and a nine-year-old boy. BBC News.